The $500,000 facility is to enhance research in molecular biology of infectious diseases. The director of WACBIB, Gordon Awandari, highlighted gains made by the center. He called on government to make available the research fund to promote research innovation and development.
We've given out fellowships to 152 African scientists at the master's level, PhD level, and postdoctoral level. These are scientists who are good in their own right. The only thing is that they would have been looking for opportunities to go and do this in another country. We've given them that training right here, and they are all very happy to be here. And I would like to note that our program is a regional program, which means that we take the best students. We don't care where they come from. So you see that there's a regional breakdown there. You see that, in fact, the majority of our postdocs are non-Ghanaian, because we are looking for the best scientists who have the potential to be successful.
The Minister of State for Tertiary Education, Professor Kwesi Yanka, congratulated the University of Ghana for its achievement in promoting scientific research in Ghana. He said government is committed to develop STEM centers across the nation as well as rehabilitate science resource centers.
By once again congratulating the university and WACBIB on the completion of their building and for the remarkable work you are doing to promote scientific research in Ghana. The government has already underlined its vision in growing science and technology to drive Ghana's developmental agenda beyond aid. And I have no doubt that strides Legon is making in scientific research are positive developments that will take the nation nearer and nearer to our goal. But improving the study of the sciences in the universities can only be possible if major interventions are made in the study of science at the pre-tertiary levels.
The construction was funded by the government of Ghana through funds from the World Bank African Center of Excellence in Higher Education Project, and furniture and facilities were partly supported with funds from Wellcome Trust African Academy of Sciences. Two major equipment, a high-performance computing unit and a confocal microscope, were also commissioned.
Sandra Amanfo filed that report.